Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good morning, Dermot Whelan here, sitting in for Oliver. It's Thursday, the 25th of September, and I'm with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Hope you're all in good form. Let us know what you're thinking in the usual way. You can text us, as always, 51551. You can WhatsApp the show on 087-032-3232. Or you can send those longer thoughts by email to oliver@rte.ie. So we've a lovely, busy show for you this morning. I'll be talking to the octogenarian whose life was changed forever after she discovered the board game Scrabble. Her love of words has brought her to many interesting places, and she's going to be telling us all about it a little bit later on. Also, I'm going to be talking to a 20-year-old, Rory Motherway, who, after a car crash last year, suffered permanent spinal cord damage. The life-changing injuries resulted in him now being a full-time wheelchair user. As a huge sports fan, Rory turned to sport to help him come to terms with his condition. Really, really lovely guy. And that's where Rebel Wheelers in Cork came to the rescue. Rory's going to be joining me in studio a little bit later on, but for some reason all around the papers and the news wires, if you call them those things anymore, there's a lot of stuff about memorabilia and the gum that was used by Clint Eastwood in the 1971 Dirty Harry film. For some unknown reason, was found at a Dublin parcel depot after a shipping blunder. The revolver had been purchased by English antique dealer and huntsman Colin Brummett. Although I don't know what kind of hunting he was planning to do with Dirty Harry's gun. Go ahead, pheasant, make my day. The .44 caliber Magnum was mailed from the United States, but a mix-up apparently led to it being sent to Ireland. And Mr. Brummett was obviously hoping that the gun would be returned to him. But it all ended up in front of a judge. And he was hoping, of course, that the judge would make his day. However, the solicitor involved who moved the application told Judge Halpin that the item in question in this case is a very substantial firearm and is not a replica. I guess that's kind of unusual, actually, that a real gun would end up on the film set and not a replica. The judge, after hearing the evidence, declined the offer of further details on the gun from customs, forfeited and condemned the gun. Condemned means it'll be destroyed. Not that they're just going to put it on a chair and give out to it. So yeah, it's the end of it. And unfortunately, Mr. Brummett loses out on the gun, which is worth £950 sterling. Which, of course, could be worth anything between 1,100 and 5,000 euro, depending on where you shop. But it actually got us chatting about what film memorabilia we'd like to own if we had the opportunity and our money. So if you could just pick anything from any movie you'd just like to have at home on the mantelpiece or wherever else. And we were chatting about it amongst the team here. And here are some of the items that came up amongst us. Dorothy's red shoes from The Wizard of Oz. Sandy's outfit from Greece. Now, I'm not up to speed on this. Would this be the very tight sort of leather trousers, Mary? Yeah. They're the ones, apparently. And according to another member of the team here, Olivia Newton-John, once when she was in RTE, admitted that she had to be sewed into those trousers. They were that tight. You know, you could just see young lads with mullets all over the country right now absolutely loving this idea. You know, they all want the player fit jersey. The jersey can't be tight enough. Now they could just get themselves sewed into the jersey. The ultimate player fit. Someone else on the team was looking for Mary Poppins' bag. Although it looks like Maria Steen might have that one now with a big Hermes label across it. Dave on the team here chose the sports almanac from Back to the Future. Do you remember the magazine that they had so that he could then get the future sports results and then rush off down to the bookies? Clearly, Dave thinks that the props in movies are real. We'll have to sit him down after the show and tell him it didn't actually tell the future. I would love, I think, the everlasting gobstopper from Willy Wonka. I just thought it looked cool. I'd love to have that sitting at home somewhere. Indiana Jones's hat, because I'm an Indiana Jones nut. Or something a little bit bigger. Do you remember the White Lotus car? car that Roger Moore drove out of the water. Was that Moonraker? Was that the movie Moonraker? I just remember at the time, I was like, oh my God, that's such a cool car. Although I guess, you know, if you owned it in reality, not terribly practical. I'd say one speed ramp and you'd be picking bits of it up off the road. The suggestions, I have to say, got weirder from the team in here when we continued the conversation and started talking about possible memorabilia from specifically Irish movies that we'd like to have. Then suggestions included the trowel that Brenda Fricker uses in My Left Foot to build an entire extension for her 50 children. She single-handedly solved the housing crisis in that movie. But that's all we need, a few bricks, a trowel, and not a jot of planning permission. Problem solved. Somebody else wanted to get their hands on Jenny the Donkey from Banshees of Inisherin. Aw, who wouldn't want Jenny just looking over a stone wall at you? And the darkest suggestion of all, Brendan Gleeson's severed fingers from the same movie. Oliver, come back. I think I've had a detrimental effect on all your team. But I'd love to know if there's any memorabilia that you'd like. Is there any item of clothing or a cool prop or anything like that from one of your favourite films that, given the choice, you'd love to have in your own private collection? You can let us know. 51551 or 087 032 32 32. Other memorabilia elsewhere today, the 1960s Red Gibson E3 355 guitar that got smashed by Liam Gallagher on the night Oasis broke up in 2009 is going on auction and it's expected to fetch €500,000. Amazing, isn't it, for a broken guitar? It got smashed during a backstage brawl at the Rock on Seine Festival in Paris. Do you remember that famous one? And it was the final straw for Noel. This was, after all, his number one favourite guitar, his go-to for writing and recording many of Oasis's hits. And when Noel announced the band's split, he said, "I simply could not go on working with Liam a day longer." Which, in fairness, doesn't really sound like the language Noel would use. Sounds a bit too polite. "I simply could not go on working with Liam a day longer. He's a ruffian and I fear the whole thing shall end in fisticuffs," which it generally did. Sure, they're all friends again these days, of course. And fast forward to 2025 and, of course, the boys are back together, far more wise and sensible, bringing two more Wembley Stadium gigs this month and hopefully no more guitar wars. You always see that, though, don't you, when bands get a second bite at the cherry. Suddenly all the old arguments seem so trivial, even in the Boyzone documentary. Do you remember that? Those other Hellraisers, they also realised that so much of their antics and insecurity were unwarranted looking back on them. There's always the fact, of course, that by the time the reunion tour rolls around, most acts have burned through all their cash and suddenly have a newfound respect for the music, the craft, the friendship, the art, the fans, but above all, the money. They really respect that in later years, three divorces later. What would you do with the art your children brings home to you? You know those drawings they come rushing through the front door with in their sweaty palms and hand it over to you. Do you immediately rush out for a frame to preserve the precious work of art from your little darling and put it pride of place over the mantelpiece? Or do you give it a cursory, "Oh, that's lovely," before using it to mop up an accident from the dog? Well, more importantly, is there an occasion where you could see yourself actually paying for your children's art? Because dozens of Australian families had to choose between their bank accounts and the bin. The attic, of course. When the kindergarten their children announced, their kindy, that their children went to, asked them to stump up $2,200, that's about €1,200, for the pleasure of taking home a curated portfolio of their child's creations. This art appreciation was billed as a fundraiser, but it seems that the community-run centre was struggling financially and hoping that the money from the portfolios would go towards whittling down a long list of overdue bills, including unpaid wages for staff. So they said, "Oh, we'll take all the kids' art and put it in a fancy book and you can pay £1,200 for it." This most unusual request sparked anger, of course, across Queensland. The state's leader called it emotional blackmail. Regulators staged an intervention and one parent allegedly tried to take their child's collection of artworks back in the middle of the night. The kindergarten in question closed last month after funding was halted amid an investigation into claims about its governance. Surprise, surprise, says you. Something tells me they may be receiving an arrest warrant soon. Done in crayon and marker, of course, and with those birds done in an M shape all across the top. Rihanna is the focus of our music today because she has given birth to her third child, and after previously welcoming two boys, she finally got her baby girl wish. In a social media post, she revealed the child's name. She's called Rocky Irish Mayers. The name Rocky, that's Rocky with an I, follows the R name sequence of her other children. They're called Rizza and Riot, while also being a variation of her father's stage name, ASAP Rocky. Maybe she's hoping the middle name Irish could bring her daughter some Irish charm, or maybe it's a nod to her time in Ireland when she was filming We Found Love. You might remember the singer made headlines in 2011 when she filmed the video in a field off Belfast Road near Bangor, County Down. How did that come up in the conversation? You know, you've got this huge hit. We're going to make the video. I got it. A field in Bangor. Off we go. Get the private jet ready. A farmer at the time, you might remember, asked the pop superstar Rihanna to cover up as when they were filming the video on his land. And apparently, in latest news, the distinctive oak tree that appears in the video became locally known as the Rihanna tree. But according to an article in the BBC today, the tree is now sadly dying. This is the farmer, Alan Graham, speaking to the BBC about the famous cover-up incident and the famous tree.
The filming had gone from the front field, which was close to the road, into the back field. That's when things got to a stage that I was uncomfortable with, and I asked them to stop the filming at that stage. Indeed, Rihanna was very gracious and courteous and came over and shook hands with me four or five times, and we parted company in good terms. Well, it wasn't a case of being scantily clad. It was been a case of part of the clothing being missing altogether, let's put it that way. Well, I understand Rihanna has officially become a billionaire. I keep farming till the money runs out, you know. The tree's become a little more dilapidated over the last 10 years, a bit like myself. Somebody suggested I should cut the tree up into little bits and sell the wee bits across the world and make a fortune, but I haven't gone down that road yet.
Well, maybe that's the latest bit of memorabilia that you could get your hands on. I'm sure you might as well cut it up and send it away now if the poor old tree is on its way out. Anyway, let's go back to 2011, shall we? Metaphorically, for the music. I don't think anyone actually wants to go back to the era of the Troika, the IMF and the Have You Been Drinking, Taoiseach? Remember that? Anyway, here it is. Rihanna, We Found Love featuring Calvin Harris. Ah, very interesting. We're just looking at all the memorabilia that you guys would like to get your hands on. That was Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris, We Found Love. Just the 1.2 billion views on YouTube. We were looking at the video. The famous Rihanna tree we were talking about is literally this tiny dot far off in the background. You swear she was hanging out of it upside down. You can barely see the bloody thing. But it became named as the Rihanna tree. I'm not sure you'd recognise it if you were standing beside it. 1.2 billion views on YouTube. That music video has one of the most viewed music videos of all time. If you wonder what the most viewed is, Baby Shark Dance at 10 billion. There you go. Humanity is doomed. Here's some of the suggestions that you'd like. The memorabilia you'd like to own. 51551. The dorsal fin from Jaws. That'd be cool if you could strap to yourself and jump into your local swimming pool. Give somebody a fright. The sword from The Bodyguard, somebody would like. This is one where, who is it? Kevin Costner, where he uses it to just gently slice through Whitney Houston's scarf and it drifts down onto the ground. The One Ring from The Lord of the Rings. John says, I have the Bull McCabe stick from the field filmed in Leenane in 1989. That's a nice one to have, John. Steve McQueen's motorcycle from The Great Escape. And keeping it Irish, one message says, Sharon Curley's pregnancy test from The Snapper. I'm sure it's out there somewhere. 51551 for any of your messages and any of your memorabilia that you would like to own. 087 032 32 32.